Hi everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Fairview Plantation in Gallatin, Tennessee. If you're interested in finding out more information about the historic home or other haunted locations around Nashville, check out our Nashville Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about the Maison Saint-Charles. Alan, can you go ahead and give us some background on the hotel?
To talk about Maison Saint-Charles, you really have to go back to the 19th century. In 1842, an Irish immigrant named Peter Connery built several lavish townhouses in what is now the Garden District of New Orleans. In the 1850s and 60s, other townhouses and homes began popping up around the area along what is now St. Charles Street. In 1878, Charles Lorendon bought a large house in the neighborhood with his bride, Laura Beauregard Lorendon. Laura was the daughter of decorated Confederate General P.G.T. Beauregard. After 6 years in their home, Laura became pregnant and the couple was excited. They were looking forward to the new bundle of joy. However, during childbirth, something went wrong, and Laura didn't make it.
However, the little girl that would be named Laura after her mother did make it. Unfortunately, after his wife's death, Charles began going crazy, and the little girl was sent to live with her grandfather, General Beauregard. Charles started to have vivid and often violent dreams, and claimed to see unexplainable evil things in his visions. Charles eventually moved out west to get away from his sorrows, and the house was torn down in the 1920s. In the early 1980s, local investor Bob Wright bought 15 of the historic homes and apartments in the Garden District of New Orleans. Wright spent $10 million for renovations, along with three new buildings, and turned the property into a 105-room hotel and resort with a courtyard. Since its grand opening, Maison Saint-Charles is considered to be one of the nicest hotels in the Garden District.
Maison Saint-Charles is also thought to be one of the most haunted places in New Orleans. Whatever or whoever is at the hotel, they stay pretty active. Guests who stay there swear the hotel is a hotbed for paranormal activity. Room 126 is thought to be the most haunted room on the property. According to local lore, this old townhouse was the scene of a grisly murder when a young woman was murdered on her wedding day. She was found that afternoon after she never showed up to the church. She was still in her wedding dress that had been turned red due to all the blood she had lost after being stabbed numerous times. Sometimes late at night, guests and hotel staff see a woman in a white dress or a hazy white figure looking out the window of room 126. But the apparition isn't the only strange thing about the room. During the summertime, guests tell stories of feeling the entire room going cold in a matter of seconds while the air conditioner is off. One of the weirdest things I heard about room 126 was about a guest who was watching TV in the room and he was a little tired. He wanted to go to sleep and he turned the TV off. Well, a few seconds later, the TV turned itself back on. Knowing the room was haunted, the guest unplugged the TV and put the remote control on his nightstand. Well, the ghost of the bride must have wanted to watch whatever was on because the TV suddenly turned itself on and the remote control hurled itself violently across the room.
Hang on. Did the TV come on after the guy unplugged it?
That's what I was told by a hotel employee. They said that after that happened, he checked out and left. Something else that is creepy is that some guests have felt something touching them in bed while they were trying to go to sleep. Supposedly, one lady in particular felt something get in bed with her and push down on her leg one night.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine lying in bed and then feel something press down on your leg? I'm not sure. Well, I know I wouldn't be able to sleep after that.
Another guest was sitting on his bed, putting his shoes on, and watched in disbelief as a cabinet drawer rolled out into the floor. One person who stayed there a few years ago was eating dinner in the room, and something grabbed his dinner and threw it off the table. I was told that guy also got his things and checked out immediately.
Guests in 126 have also noticed that their socks have disappeared from their rooms during their stay. Staff typically find them lying around the property days later. The spirit seems to be partial to bright colored socks and doesn't usually take just plain white or black ones.
I talked to a security guard who works on the property, and I asked her about room 126. She told me that she never saw anything, but had heard of others who had. She told me one night a group of school kids walked up to her and asked her if the hotel was really haunted. She explained to them about what happened to the woman in room 126, and of course they all wanted to go over and see the room and get a picture. She showed them where it was, and they went back to patrolling the property. She said about a minute or two later, she heard some screaming and followed the footsteps. The kids told her that when they went to the window at room 126, the lady in the white dress appeared, and she looked right at them.
The ghost of the bride also will venture into room 140 from time to time. Guests that stay in the room have claimed to also have been touched, and some have mentioned hearing loud, thundering footsteps at night while they were trying to get some sleep.
In fact, footsteps seem to be a common occurrence in a lot of the rooms. When I talked to one of the maintenance men, he mentioned footsteps and odd noises quite often. Another strange story I was told by the maintenance man was about a little boy that went missing in room 231. A lady staying in room 231 with her two children, a little girl and a little boy, she woke up in the middle of the night and her little boy was gone. She checked the bed and searched the room but couldn't find him. She ran downstairs, got the maintenance man and two other hotel employees, and they frantically searched all over the hotel for the little boy. When the maintenance man was downstairs by the gym, he heard someone playing a piano that was nearby. Thinking the little boy was playing the piano, he ran over to see if it was him, but when he got there, the piano stopped playing and nobody was there.
They didn't find the boy walking around. Turns out the little boy was in the room. He was balled up under the covers asleep.
But the maintenance man insisted it was really strange because no one else saw him in the room before they searched the property. When I asked him if he thought it had something to do with the paranormal activity, the maintenance man said, "Man, I don't know." The piano has been moved to the lobby, but it's still been known to play on its own. Employees hear it playing from time to time, but it's generally always at night. In addition to haunted rooms and pianos that play on their own, strange lights have also been spotted in the courtyard. The maintenance man told me one night he and another employee watched lights moving around and chalked it up to the wind, yet he quickly realized that it wasn't even windy and couldn't figure out why the light was moving. The Garden District is a very underrated part of New Orleans. Everyone knows about the hauntings in the French Quarter, but there are some really cool, creepy, haunted places in the Garden District that seem to be forgotten about. Maison St. Charles is easily within walking distance of St. Vincent's Guest House, the Magnolia Mansion, the Buckner Mansion, and the Avenue Plaza, which is right next to the Ashley House.
We hope you enjoyed hearing all about Maison St. Charles. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations in the New Orleans area, download the New Orleans Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head out west to talk about the Jerome Grand Hotel in Jerome, Arizona.
Today, we're going to talk about the Maison St. Charles. Alan, can you go ahead and give us some background on the hotel?
I can, but I can't say Maison St. Charles as fancy as you. However, during childbirth, something went wrong, and Laura didn't make it. However, I'm reading Chelsea's part.
The spirit seems to be partial to bright colored socks and doesn't usually take just plain or white black socks.
Plain or black white socks?
Huh? What did I say?
The lady in the white dress appeared and looked right at the...
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Can you turn your phone off? We're supposed to be doing a professional podcast.
I couldn't predict that. Come on.